This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country for the Community Matters program. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is Sonia. And Sonia, you're really an amazing person because you have put together a show by yourself. And what I'm excited to learn about is, you know, how the show got to a point where you're on TV, which is like really like, I always thought of like TV as like the big time, you know what I mean? So like, I want to learn about how you got to the point where, you know, you made it to a point where you're talking about what you're doing on TV. And I'm excited to learn about what you do with your show and what you highlight, because from what I understand, which isn't too much, it seems like you highlight a really cool variety of different subjects.
Actually, we do. And thank you for having me, for starters, Aaron. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you taking an interest and even a step further reaching out. And thank you for the kind words. So how Absolutely. Do we get started? Thank you. So we got started. I literally had an idea and a passion and a videographer. And so I was always interested in hearing and listening to people's stories. And I thought, people are fascinating to me. Not all people, majority of them. And I thought, I would love to listen and tell the stories of the people. And so, like I said, it was just myself and one videographer, which I'm really grateful for, 3D Films. Thank you. We got together and I just explained to him like what it is that I wanted to do. And I just wanted to sit with regular, ordinary people doing everyday, ordinary things with a splash of excellence. And so we did. And so I hired him and brought him on. And we would reach out to people in the community and we would just have these conversations. I would just look around to see who's doing what, kind of like unsung heroes, if you will. I would seek them out and be like, hey, do you want to come and talk to me and tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you do what you do? And it generally started from there. So even in the beginning, it was just myself. So I had a conversation with the first female mayor of Erie, Joyce Avakio. So that's basically where we got started. And then after I started out with just myself for a season, I thought, what if I bring on a couple other people and then we do this thing together and have conversations amongst ourselves with other people? And there was chatting with Sonia. It went from chatting with Sonia to chatting with Sonia and friends.
When you look at the other people that you have brought in and the team like that, and you look at the things that they do, how much, when you're looking at content and things like that and the stories, how much of it is things that you've came up with versus like ideas from everyone else? Is it something where people tend to feed off of each other, or is it something where they have ideas and they go do them? And
well, we have what you call obviously like a brainstorming session. And so it's like, what would you like to bring to the platform? But mostly we are very connected with the community. And we talk about things that's happening in our own communities, things that are directly affecting us, things that we feel like would directly affect other people. And so I watched the news a lot. Let me take that back. Not the negative part of the news, but there is a lot happening in the world, good in addition to bad. And so we are also topical. So we talk about things, like I said, that's directly affecting us and things that we feel like our viewing audience can also relate to as well. For example, we did a, you know, African-American men and mental health. We talked about Roe versus Wade, which was affecting everyone, whatever your opinion was, it was. But at the same time, it was affecting the entire world. And so we invite people on to have these conversations with us. And everyone has a difference of an opinion. Some of the topics are topical. And some of the things that we talk about, it's near and dear to our hearts and our families and communities.
That's a really good way to look at it. And that's a really important aspect to take out of this. And, you know, when you're talking about opinions that differ, and like you mentioned, these opinions are ways that people feel really strongly about because they affect their communities and their friends, their people, and everything around this area. What I'm kind of wondering is, how do you toe that line where you're trying to like make sure that it's talk, like how do you toe the line when talking about things that people are very passionate about?
For me, I understand all too well that, you know, people are passionate about whatever they're passionate about. We're not going to always disagree. That's just life in itself. You are you, I am me. You have your opinion, I have mine. And more than likely, everybody comes from different styles of life. And I just respect that, you know, I respect who everyone is. If I don't have to agree with you to respect you. And so that's where I always come from. It's a safe place to be. So I look at those experiences as a way to learn from other people. And even if it's something that I would never do or never say, we are allowed to be exactly who and what we are. And we are also allowed to agree to disagree. And that's how me personally would handle those topics, because that Roe versus Wade episode, it was very testy and it's very personal to people. But I understand, hey, you have to do what's best for your life and I have to do what's best for mine. And so I'm pretty even keel when it comes to that.
Having that open discussion in conversation like that really just provides an awesome opportunity for people to be able to get those opinions out there. And I'm sure when you're looking at that, there are probably people in the audience that have an opinion that matches everyone that's on the show. Really? I mean, that's kind of where it really is an interesting thing. You know, that's one of the other things that I was kind of wondering about when you are looking at the people that you have brought on to help you co-host with the show. One of the things that I'm curious about is there a particular like niche that you kind of look at that you hope to fill, or is it more of just like the person happens to be like just easy to talk to or things like that, if that makes sense? Because I guess one of the things that I was curious about is when you have a lot of people that you can bring in for co-hosts and people to join you, you know, you can kind of go either way with it, where you can have people focus really hard into certain things, or you can have a lot more people that are able to talk.
So basically, I was very intentional about who it is that I wanted to take up the space with me. So I basically looked for people who obviously had different personalities, come from different lifestyles and backgrounds, family dynamics, different professions, and people who I thought that my viewers could genuinely look at and also relate to. So we do have one of the women. She's married. Another one is divorced. Another one is practically engaged, if you will. I'm single. And so our lifestyles are different. We're single mommies. We are co-parenting. One of the women, she's co-parenting. I'm a single mom. And, you know, our children varies in ages. We have different professions. One of the co-hosts is an educator. One of them is an insurance professional. The other one is a property manager. Myself, I'm an entrepreneur now. And so right then and there, we're all different. We think different. One of the co-hosts is in a biracial relationship. So that in itself was a lot. Married 25 years. So if you can just imagine what her life experience has been and is. And so, yeah, I just wanted people to be able to relate on layers of differences. And that's who I sought out to seek after. And we're very, very different. We have adult children, and one of the co-hosts has elementary school child. Like, the variations are very varied. And so it worked. And every one of us come from different backgrounds and lifestyles and family dynamics, but we relate pretty much as being moms. We're all moms. We are all women of color. We are all very passionate about what it is that we do and who we love and how we love. We navigate these women of color situations and circumstances. We can relate in those areas. And that's how I selected them. And they each bring their own individuality to the table. And it's working.
How did you have to shift the way you look at things to adjust to get to where you're at now? Because, I mean, it's pretty awesome that you can go from being just one person doing this to now bringing out a whole crew of people that are all really passionate about this as well.
That part, it was kind of difficult. Well, it wasn't really difficult to make the transition per se, but the expectations in the beginning, it was just me. And so I, you know, it was just always just my opinions, what I thought, how I felt. And the adjustment was, you know, there's other people with other opinions and they each bring in value, if you will. And we all, again, think differently. So I had to adjust to not even so much adjust, but I began to learn from everyone how they felt about this or how they navigated that. Or, you know, as far as being more experienced in some areas, and like, I actually gleaned from them as well. And so those were some of the adjustments that I made, but they were all really good adjustments because, again, we glean from each other. We leaned on each other. We learn from each other. And we do understand that we are not the same. We do not always agree on things. We just don't. Like, we don't. But at the same time, as I mentioned, the one co-host, she has younger children, where we've already gone through raising our children, where she's still coming through. So we can offer up advice to each other and what it's like to be in a biracial relationship. I always found that fascinating. And I did. I used to ask my co-host a lot of questions, like, how did you navigate that? Like, people are cruel and mean. And she, you know, would share it was so difficult. But we made a conscious decision to say, this is who we are. This is our family. And we will live and love as we see fit and we choose. So it was great switching over. Like I said, I did both. And I actually like it this way because, again, it just offers so much more to the platform.
You know what I think is really important about what you do and why it seems like it's so successful and why it seems like it's going to continue to be so successful and what I love about it?
Yeah, like listening.
Everyone seems so interested in learning from one another and learning about each other and learning from what everyone else can bring to the table in regards to the different situations and the different people that you're able to bring in to talk to. And that's what I really like about this because, you know, when you make an effort to constantly learn and constantly improve, you're only just going to be continuing to better yourself and everyone around you. And if that's what everyone else is looking at for their goals, really, it just brings a lot of amazing different ideas to the table. And then you get to bring in the mix of guests that you have and the different topics they were able to discuss, like what you've talked about. And that's what I really love about this, because it's really a great learning experience from a lot of people from your perspective getting to learn, but then everyone else's perspective getting to watch you learn and then learning from that as well. You know what I mean? I mean, when we're looking at 2023, as we're, you know, now getting into the second month of the year, what do you think are your goals going to be for the rest of this year? And, you know, when you look at how you started, what were your initial goals when you started this program?
My initial goals was to graduate from YouTube to be more visible. And there's nothing wrong with YouTube. There's so many successful people on YouTube, even more successful than I am every Sunday morning on WICU. But I just wanted to extend the platform. So that was one of my goals, like from back then until now. And we've done that. And so my goals going forward is just to continue to bring the best content that we can and talk about, you know, subjects and topics that everyone can relate to. And so I'm working on that. Also, I wanted to expand the platform and be a little bit more inclusive. And when I say that, more collaborations like this one here, being able to share So I then share you with my audience, and then you share me with yours, and just cross branding. I think that's so important because the work that everyone is doing can be beneficial to everyone as a whole. And I also hope to be more visual in the surrounding areas as well. So thank you again for having your Warren listeners listen in. I appreciate that. So those are the goals going forward, to continue to bring forth the best content that I can, and continue to, you know, educate and motivate and inspire our viewing audience, which is the mission of the show. We do aim to educate people, bring resources, like we had the Crime Victim Center on. We talked to Mandy Faubel, who is a licensed practitioner, clinical mental health specialist, if you will. She came on and, you know, we talked about trauma, Black and Brown people. It's just, it's out there. And so we discussed that. And so those are the types of things that I would like to continue bringing forth for my viewing audience.
Is there a way that people can best find you online? Is there a presence that you would prefer to send people to?
Yeah, we're right on www.erienewsnow.com, and then it's /Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A. You can also Google Chatting with Sonya and Friends. It'll take you right there. And we are also on every Sunday morning on WICU Channel 12 at 6:30 in the morning. For those people who are not up on a Sunday at 6:30 in the morning, we also come on during the week as well. Tuesday evenings on Erie News Now Plus, that's a streaming channel, at 10:30 at night. And then again on Saturday mornings at 11:30. And that's also on Erie News Now Plus. So it's like three times a week, all access online. And you can watch the first shows Sunday mornings at 6:30.
I'm really thankful that you were able to take the time to join me today. I know that you're busy with everything you guys have going on, and I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to me.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, for having me. And I just want to say before we get out of here, I just want to thank Pam Forsythe for being there at the right time. And she's been so gracious and kind and helpful. And I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity, Pam and Lily Broadcasting, and everyone who tunes in. And, you know, we just want to say thank you. And the best part is like meeting people throughout the community. Like people will literally come up and say, "Hey, Sonya, I watch all the time." And they'll tell me what show they like the best, what they learned. And it's really, really, it makes me really, really happy to hear that we're putting out a product that people are learning from and just participating in. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.